Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 26, 2023. Hold on, we are coming to save you. Question: we have 1,300 dead, and a lot of prisoners and missing people. This is a terrible grief for loved ones and for the entire country. Once upon a time, the release of one prisoner was the concern of the whole country. Today we are talking about hundreds of people. They are in constant fear. At the same time, they are in hope, powerlessness, and prayer, and they are kept somewhere under the ground in inhuman conditions. What would you tell them? Answer: hold on, we are coming to save you. Your main task is to hold out. Do not think about anything else. Question: but you do understand that in this case help with every passing day. Answer: never mind. The Creator is above this. Question: are you saying that they should turn to the Creator at this moment? Answer: yes, they should turn to the Creator, and we should turn to the Creator so that this connection would be real. Question: tell me, what should our thoughts be about the prisoners? What should be our thoughts, the thoughts of the entire country, the leadership of the country, and the ones responsible for all this? Answer: we need to save them, save our people who are being held captive somewhere, and do everything to ensure that they return home. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 16, 2023. Soldiers, all of Israel is behind you. Question: today the whole country, Israel, is talking about the spirit of unity that reigns and that the country should be permeated with. What do you think it means to raise the spirits of our soldiers? Answer: it means showing them that the whole society is behind them, and nothing else is important to us, only that they are healthy and unharmed. And only in this way will we win. Question: and what if there are, as we hear now, voices of doubt, accusations, etc.? Answer: we just need to destroy such attempts to tear us apart, and we have to fight it. Our children, relatives, and friends who are fighting should feel that the country is behind them. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 16, 2023. For the unification of the people of Israel. Question: should we pray for the people of Israel to unite because they are the most broken? How should you direct yourself correctly in this regard? Answer: to direct oneself correctly means to aim for such a unification among themselves that every nation comes to understand that a bright future can only be in unification between them. Only in this way will we attain everything we desire, except one thing: to rule over others, to dictate to others, and will each person to understand what one's uniqueness is, what one's work is, and what one should do in order to benefit others. And others will do the same for him or her, and absolute mutual love and care for one another, everyone, and everything will reign. This is inherent in nature, it is how it should and will be. Only all this depends on us today, how much we can get at least one step closer to this. For this reason, wars occurred. Question: should we in our prayer, internally help the people of Israel in uniting among themselves? Answer: yes, it is necessary to unite at this level, defend ourselves, and correct ourselves. However, the most important thing for us is to disseminate this idea to all of humanity. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 13, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Seek the Lord while he is found. It is written about this: seek the Lord while he is found. That is, when the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him, too, for it is man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can ask, For the king is calling you, Baal-ha-Sulam, letter number 52. We must constantly seek the Creator. He awakens a desire for him in us, but in fact, he is still concealed, and we need to do some actions to come closer to him, to find him. Question: how can we understand that the Creator reveals himself for us to seek him and that we need to make a movement in response to him? Answer: you can make the movement to him only according to your desires. Where does your desire for the Creator come from? It is because he gave it to you. After all, the Creator is always the first, everything starts with him. If you have desire for the Creator, where is he, what, how am I with him? It is only because he awakens such desires in you. And you have to try to come closer to him and cling to him. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 12, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides him. If a friend distanced himself from the ten. Question: if a friend has distanced himself from the ten, what efforts can we make to awaken his heart? Answer: just pray. At the same time, you must show that you are connected with each other and helping each other so that he sees the ten in a state of correction. We need to continue to pray for all those who have left us because ultimately they must come back and correct themselves. Question: what does it mean to see my corrections? Answer: to see my corrections means that I begin to treat my friends in the ten like family. From the first part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, October 1, 2023. Lesson 4: connecting is one man with one heart. The world needs correction through unity. Gradually, the nations of the world will agree that we must live in friendship and cooperation, and in rapprochement between us. After all, there can be no progress in moving humanity forward otherwise. Therefore, we are approaching a state where part of humanity will begin to understand that rapprochement between nations is necessary not only to avoid wars, it is a necessity coming from nature itself, from its source, the Creator. The difficult situation in the country will force people to become interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they are accustomed to associating Kabbalah with some kind of miracles, mysticism, or rituals, in fact, Kabbalah teaches the structure of reality, which includes the entire universe, all people, all inanimate matter, plants, and animals, that is, the entire nature of the universe without exception. We must understand that we live in a world that needs correction through unity. There is a lot of work ahead to oblige all the inhabitants of the world to think about this. There is no other way to reach the correction of the world and come to peace and tranquility, to a good life, so as not to be reincarnated in this world, which is falling to the lowest point of reality, unless we connect into one man with one heart. A person must clearly realize this so that in the turmoil of this life, no matter how confused he is every day by the billions of people around him, he still does not become disconnected from the purpose of life and does not fall under the control of desires for wealth, power, knowledge, or when his only concern is for food, sex, and family. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 13, 2023. Introduction to the Book of Zohar. In the fight against the evil inclination. Question: if our world group comes to an internal war with its evil inclination, will it help the world? Answer: of course. Only in this way can we come to complete correction, Gamma Tikkun. It is only by fighting with our egoism and turning to the Creator so that he helps us in this. Question: is it possible to say that we see an external war because we cannot use the light attracted by us for greater connection? Answer: yes. Question: why does a person fall into such feelings that the Creator does not help him? Answer: because he needs to invest much more of himself in connection with the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 12, 2023. reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides him. The winner is only the creator. Question: the whole history of humanity is full of wars, terrible wars. The history of Israel is full of wars. We know the Holocaust the Israeli people experienced during the war. It turns out that nothing helps, although it is constantly beaten. How much can it be beaten? Answer: until we get smarter and all the egoism is knocked out of us. Question: are there winners in war, and is it correct to say that reconciliation is the winner? Answer: only the Creator can act as the winner, and we want to see such a war. It is a war in which egoism will be defeated and peace will be restored throughout the earth. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 12, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides him. Strengthen your thoughts. Question: can we choose which of our thoughts to follow? Answer: in general, yes. We choose, sort, and strengthen our thoughts with our connection. That is, you should have extra confidence based on the fact that you are in a group, and everyone is interested in gathering in one single force, in one single opinion, and in a single aim toward a single goal. Then it is called a group. Question: how do we strengthen this confidence among friends? Answer: there are many articles by Balhasulam and Rabash about this. We need to talk to each other, encourage each other, and in order to manage this, we appoint a person in charge every day to awaken the friends. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 11, 2012. Reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides him. Michael Leitman, on Quora: beyond blaming others, a time for unity above differences. In these trying times when the people of Israel face a grave crisis and heartbreak, our only desire should be to set aside our differences and come together above them. That is what will lead us all to a better state. Some still point fingers and argue about who is responsible for these troubles and where it all began. But the truth is, we are all at fault. Each of us should acknowledge that this catastrophe is happening because of us, and we must refrain from blaming others. It is our individual responsibility to recognize that we have not done enough to foster unity among us. Therefore, as the people of Israel, we must unite as one with a shared purpose. The way to improve our situation is through our unity. Ultimately, all of humanity must unite into one interconnected system, forming one collective entity. It might seem far-fetched to discuss unity when there is so much hostility and differing opinions among us. However, deep inside, we all have our inner conflicts and opposing viewpoints. We encompass a swathe of contradictions within ourselves, and yet, we must still strive to connect and take responsibility to enhance our unity for the sake of world peace. Accordingly, we need to reach a state where our unity transcends all limitations and disturbances. Based on the Daily Kabbalah lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on October 9, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.